Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does feel like summer this week. The temperature in the upper 80s. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Broads in for Hugh today. Kyle with us. We're live at the Ron Jaworski Golf Outing. I got to say, we've had some fun guests today. If you missed any of them, hop back in the Odyssey app. You could also go on the YouTube feed. Reed Blankenship was with us. Seth Joyner was with us. Cooper DeJean, Freddie Mitchell, Jaws. Fun day with some guests. Twitter question. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's check in on some of these. Now, Broads, have you looked at some of the voting?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm going to have you guess what how people came down today. All right, so we had a couple polls up. I think three polls in total. So let's go back to the original one, which was the Phillies. Like, what's the biggest concern right now?
Three up? I have not been paying attention to the
show. Three polls, all right? Yeah, yep. We talked about three different things. No. All right, which is the bigger concern for the Phillies right now? Pitching, offense. How do you think the people voted on this one?
Can you give me the options again?
Pitching, offense. Bigger concern
that was
with
the first two. Yeah. I think people are going to say hitting, actually.
68% on the offense.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about where we were a week ago.
Right.
You know, like the bullpen sucks. You'll never win a game. And now it's actually gotten worse with the starting pitching, yet we're reflecting on the offense. It's really because of the PTSD of the last few postseason runs.
I agree, yes. Yeah. And I think it's also – I think it's settling in, or at least I know you you brought this up to Scott Fransky when he was on, that we're not having a normal Bryce Harper season. So, like, that adds to it, right? If we know the bottom of the order stinks and Bryce isn't at his best, it's like, how are we going to score enough runs? All right, second poll, what do you think is going on with Lizardo? So, four options on this one. He's cooked, he's injured, tipping pitches, or only just two fluke outings. How did people vote?
I think tipping pitches is probably leading the way, and let's go with 36%.
Yeah, Broads has got a good Twitter sense here. 46% say tipping pitches. 23%, Kyle said, just two fluke outings.
Yeah, nothing's
20 runs.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
That's
do not
stuff.
Worry.
Now, again, if that
coping,
was Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
What would the response be?
He's cooked.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how do we get syndrome with a team that hasn't won?
Well, this is coping.
Okay. That's where it crosses.
Syndrome is because the Eagles.
When they win.
We know they should win. We feel good about them. Phillies is just coping. All right, last one. Do the Eagles need to make another significant addition to the D-line before the season starts? Yes or no? Broads, how'd they vote?
I think they're going to vote yes, and it's going to be 65%.
Pretty darn close. Yeah. Yes at 57%. That actually surprised me a little bit.
That's a pretty close poll.
Yeah.
That means it's a good question.
That's a great question. More than half the people believe they need to add something there. All right. Before we'll get back to your phone calls. We've got to give a winner out for our prize today for Tri Day Friday. Broads, we got to puck it up a little bit here. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm considering becoming a born again hockey guy. Certainly have more interest in the team now that Michkov is here and we got Jonesy running the show. I hear you on. I hear Flyers in 60. So
Flyers in 50. I wish I had 10 extra seconds.
Excuse me.
Morgani got the 60.
That's what was in my head.
Yeah, Morgani.
Well, because the debate, right?
Well, which I won, but anyway.
Well, some say you didn't.
I know.
Many.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of unintelligent people. In this
okay.
World.
That's a Hugh Douglas
that
page.
Is, yeah. I'm wrong. It's your fault. Yeah, you guys are wrong. Okay. So I'm going to throw three hockey takes at you, and I just want you to give me, like, your raw take on my take.
Okay.
Grade the take,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, so the first two, organically mine. The third one, Kyle put in my head.
Okay.
All right? Let's start with the first two that are mine. And I got these just from watching the first 10 minutes of the finals the other night, which was a really good game.
Yes, it was.
All right. The first one, and I admit I'm a very casual hockey guy, so maybe it still happens more than I know.
Okay.
I just want fighting back. I want more fighting. I want goons. Like, if the Flyers are going to still be in this rebuilding for two or three more years, give me a guy that will go on the ice like Donald Brashear and beat the crap out of someone. I want more fighting back in hockey.
Yeah, nah, we're out on this.
Oh,
one.
Come on.
Here's the thing. In the playoffs, you got to make sure you're – that's regular season stuff.
I understand.
So I agree in regular season, I agree that they could play with a little bit more toughness, a little bit more edge.
Yeah.
The game is starting to go with, like, youth and speed, but you still need – and you can see it in the playoffs. You need the girth, okay? You need the big bodies to get in the corner and to really, you know, rub people off in the boards and win your puck battle. So all that stuff is
very important. That was a lot.
All that stuff is very important.
We're pucking it up.
But we're pucking it up.
Sure.
In the playoffs, though, you know, you got to focus on playing good 5-on-5 structured in the neutral zone, get pucks deep, win your battles, puck up high, walk the blue line,
I get
shots
it.
On
okay.
net. You want me to keep going?
Well, I just want him to drop the gloves sometimes and fight.
But you don't need that in the playoffs. That's where about burying the – see, the problem is – here you go. Dave Schultz, in the 1970s. Here you go. Donald Brashear, you're bringing up goons.
Loved him.
Of course you did. But, no, we need a middle ground of the new wave of youth and speed, but you still got to play with a heavy body. You need the mix. But we don't need to drop the glove goons. So
coward.
I'm out on that team.
Coward.
Kyle, we need goons.
That's cowardly.
I need fighting.
Goons.
Out on
make
that team.
Make them fear you.
Out on
intimidate.
That do that in the form of the game.
Now, you know what? Why don't the Flyers bring back the Broad Street Bullies?
Of course. Oh, here we go.
Now
here
we're
here
talking.
We go. I hate
change
those people.
The NHL again.
I hate those people.
Hey,
the 70s. I love you.
When
I
did
love
they
you.
Win cups? When did they win
in
cups?
The 70s.
That's right. That's right. Zig when everyone else zags. No one's fighting in the
That's
playoffs.
What I mean. Yes, bring it back.
Oh, God.
Take somebody out.
This was a mistake. What's your second
okay,
take?
Second one.
Oh,
and so. I don't only feel this way about hockey. I feel about the other winter sport that's still going on. I want home white jerseys, sweaters, if we want to use the vernacular,
okay?
I'm watching the other night, and again, you know I'm a casual, very casual hockey, and it took me like a second or two as I had to put the volume up. Where are they? Because when I watched hockey in the 90s, home whites was the jersey. So that game the other night was in Edmonton?
Yes.
Edmonton was wearing the Blues. Mm-hmm. The blue colors, right?
Yeah.
The color jerseys.
Yeah, blue and navy and orange.
I want the home team to wear whites.
Okay. Listen, I actually like that take because it brings me back to when I was really in the groove of it. I feel like they flip back and forth all the time, and sometimes I get lost in it.
Right, it's not consistent.
Yeah, it flip-flop and this and that. My brain serves me correctly. So I like the take. That's a strong stance by you. I like that move.
I'm out on that one.
Why?
Because when I grew up, it wasn't.
Yeah,
I think
it flip flops all the time.
So when did it switch? Like early 2000s?
I don't even know.
Yeah, maybe like mid 2000s. Maybe.
Okay.
I think.
So this is our age gap. Because
mid 90s
was home
white. Right. As far back as I can remember watching hockey, was they wore the dark jersey.
NHL teams traditionally wore white at home before the 2003-04 season.
Nailed it.
Keep in mind, this is the AI overview, which we never know if it's real.
Well, AI thinks Hugh Douglas has famous takes,
yeah.
So we don't buy AI on this show. Okay, all right, so that's my age showing here.
Okay,
where
I can understand and respect the nostalgia element
yes.
to it.
Okay.
So
third one,
I'll allow it.
And this one was, Kyle said this to me, and I like it. So I'm on the same page as him. We're sharing this take.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know where you come down on rooting interest in the Stanley Cup final, but we need the Panthers to win. You don't want to know why?
Why? Hit me.
Well, what do they call
it? Four Nations.
Four Nations, yes. Around the All-Star break. Who won that, Canada, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We need this for America. We need the Panthers for America so we can have something here with hockey in America. Otherwise, it's all Canada. I can't watch Canada win the Four Nations and win the Stanley
Cup. Oh, please, because you care?
Now I do.
Oh, yeah, please.
I'm a born-again hockey
guy. You don't give a damn.
Well, I'm trying to. And if America wins, I will.
Well, how about this? Are you a beauty of sportsman?
Yeah.
Someone who watches the
greatest.
But I'm
also an American.
Please.
I'm also patriotic.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure Joe Giglio is patriotic.
Red-blooded American.
That's right.
Please.
Yep.
But this is Connor McDavid. So imagine the greatest to ever do it in an era, never won a Stanley Cup or never won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't he have years to go?
Yeah, but this is the prime. 28, maybe?
Oh,
in that
rate,
this is the prime. He lost last year in Game 7. You get back the following year.
Screw him.
I'm a greatness of sport. I love Crosby, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Disgusting.
Ovechkin. Oh, yeah. He's my favorite player.
I'm the hockey guy now on this show.
He's my
favorite
player.
You're like a penguin?
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
That's a disgrace.
He's my favorite player. He's just so good in his prime. Now he's 37, 38, but in his prime, the puck move, the way his edge work, it's elite.
I get it.
Good. It's too good.
But, like, you can't come on here and be like, Micah Parsons is my favorite passer.
No, but here's the difference.
What's the same?
At the time of Sidney Crosby's prime, I wasn't in this, and I was a player playing college hockey and
right.
juniors,
I get
and I was thinking
thing.
That I focused on his game, and I wasn't even close, and I played a different position, but he was too good to not admire.
That's not true. I don't care.
He's my favorite player. I'm not running away from that. That's my strong violation take that I stand
disgusting.
Real firm in.
After this segment, you have to convince me that you're a hockey guy.
If I'm sitting here saying I appreciate Crosby, you can't be more of a hockey guy than that guy.
You got on me for saying I want the Panthers to win. You said you like Sidney
Crosby. Well, of course. He's amazing. He's a great player. I can't sugarcoat
this is
that.
A rec center here. I'm assuming they have showers. Better go hop in.
But anyway, the thing is, we need Edmonton to win because it's time for Connor McDavid to hoist Lord Stanley. There's nothing
better
than
kissing about Connor McDavid.
How can you not? He's one of the best ever do. I think
he's on a Canadian team.
But who cares?
Well, I care.
You care more about Connor McDavid's legacy than America?
Yes.
Well, you're not American.
No, please. This isn't a real America. The Florida Panthers?
No, they play in America.
Please.
That's all that matters.
The Florida Panthers.
All right. So, great. Rank the three takes.
F-.
F minus.
F minus. You had one decent sweater take, but the other things are crap.
I can't believe I thought you were a true hockey guy.
Oh,
you're
true.
Not. You don't like fighting, and you like Sidney
Crosby. I like fighting, but not in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think you should feel good about your takes after that last.
I know.
That was the worst take than anything you said.
I mean, Sidney Crosby
is the best. One of my favorite players ever.
You could say
ever.
Someone is skilled. But,
yeah.
Is it the same thing as me coming on and be like, you know what? Man, Greg Maddux, I loved him.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a breed.
You can't
sure,
do
but,
it.
But it's different. Again, if were you grinding your way through college baseball then and you were watching his skill set saying, I want to be Greg Maddux,
I get it.
That's where I was. I'm thinking, this guy, he's got the most skill I've ever seen in my life. He's just so perfect as a player.
Oh, stop.
Cut the face-offs. It's just outstanding. Actually, hit the puck it up sounder, will you, Alex? I mean, I need some puck it up. Yeah, puck it up.
Puck it up.
Now dump that.
All right. We did puck it up there. I enjoyed that.
Was that was good. See, and people knocked the hockey
it's
thing.
Good job.
It's great content.
Good job.
Listen,
Joe.
All they got to do is bring back the white home jerseys. And
Donald Brashear, and then we're good to go.
I mean, I'll be at a game next year if they do that. All right, let's go to Joe in Germantown before we get to you people. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hold on.
We got all day. No problem.
No big deal.
I'm in and out of the car. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You called us, but, you know.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, well, Kyle, smart Alex. Okay. Is that better, guys?
Not much, but we're going to take your call anyway. Joe, what do you got for us?
All right. First of all, Lizardo.
Yeah.
I've never seen any person in any sport collapse like that so quickly. And I was trying to think of a comparable, and I came up with Ben Simmons. But even Ben Simmons didn't collapse in a matter of weeks.
You know what it was? It was the two straight games to go from – I mean, his ERA went from, like, 2 to 4.5. It was in two starts. I've never seen anything like that either, Joe, this deep into a season.
In any sport.
So, you know, I do have a comp for it. Now, part of me doesn't want to say this because I don't want to say – I still think Lizardo is going to be good. Like, I don't think he's washed or anything.
Right.
But Bobby Hoying had like 3 or 4 good starts, and was like, maybe Bobby Hoying is a good quarterback, and then he just sucked. I'm not saying that's the closest thing I could think of
to
like
Bobby Hoying.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Hoying played over his potential.
He probably did. Yeah.
I think this is similar to the Ranger thing where they're both really good when they're in a groove, but their bodies just don't last 200 innings the way other pitchers do. I think that's the issue.
There also could be, you know, an enormous regression to the mean where, like, he's probably not a 2 ERA guy and he's going to be 3.7, and we just got there in a really ridiculous way.
Right. Okay. Bros, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I was watching there's this thing called – have you ever heard of Samsung Plus TV? Well, if you buy a Samsung Smart TV.
Okay.
I have one. Joe, I have what you're talking about.
Now he's asking Brooks.
I'm letting him know like
he's asking me,
someone
Joe.
Understands it.
Okay.
Because you're hanging him out to dry here.
Now, there's a channel on there called the National Lampoon Channel. They play all comedies. And I was watching that. Bros, did you do voiceovers for them?
No, I do not.
Are you gotta be kidding me.
But if somebody does and sounds like this, God bless whoever is paying that money.
you gotta call them in case that guy gets sick or something or misses work, you just fill in.
So what channel is this again, Joe?
National Lampoon.
It's
the Samsung
channel.
That sounds like a high paying business.
So, Joe, I have this Samsung thing, but I've never gone on that. I'm going on there tonight to see if I can pick up what you're putting down.
Every so often, like, during the commercials, this guy, Bros, will come on, and he'll say, you're watching the National Lampoon Channel, or we show stuff like Beverly Hills Cop.
Do you think they're AI in me? Do you think they go, wow, that voice is majestic?
They heard you on WIP, and they're like, you know what? That's the voice of our Samsung National Lampoon's channel. You're owed money. Joe, do you have a food for us that's bad for you but good to eat?
Everything I eat is bad.
You're like Kyle.
Let me think. Cheese steaks.
Well, he had that one already. All right, Joe.
Dynamite.
Also, he called us. That's my favorite thing when like the caller's not ready. And like, oh, sorry. And like, well, you called it.
I know.
Decided.
Now, how do you feel if I maybe not take over because that's strong? But what if I filled in for Battle for a week and did stuff like that?
I think it'd be funny.
You think that'd be good?
You do with their text line.
So someone brought that up before when Battle was off and they needed someone to do. We just didn't have time to cross the I's and dot the T's. Or that's not the same. You get my point. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with
so me? You seem flattered. You wouldn't be upset if they were AI-ing your voice?
No, I would be, but I mean royalties have to come into play. I mean, I have a daughter and
or a lawsuit
on the way.
Right. Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I need five. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's not.
No, we don't work for free.
No, I mean, this mortgage thing, we build an addition. Now the mortgage goes up. Who would have known that?
Well, you
got
someone's
the hard
pay.
Way. I'm learning the hard way, dude.
All right, can we get to you people here on a Friday? Let's hear from you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So, no, Joe and I did not plan this.
Yeah.
The shirts.
So, I guess I thought with the lighting they wouldn't be. So, Kyle and I wore the same shirt today. So, I tried to make sure we weren't totally matching by spilling coffee all over myself when I got here. You can't really see the stain too much on camera.
We're both filling these out, by the way.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys look great. I almost went with the maroon version.
Oh.
So, I'm very happy I went randomly.
Well, so, we got pink and yellow. And somebody said that we look like the Wiggles.
Well, I do happen to watch that a lot now with the child. So it's the same guys.
Dude, really?
Some
they go in gray?
Some, wow. Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Wiggles have tattoos, though.
No. Why?
No. Well,
me? Oh,
if we were the Wiggles, I think that's where that's where the line is drawn.
It's 2025.
Hugh is a really good actor. His Broad's impression is top-notch.
It looks the part.
The best acting job Hugh's ever done.
Yeah, he's acting like Broads all day.
Yeah, many impressed that it took us less time than with Elliot yesterday to get into a Hurts debate. It took us about 3 hours.
Yeah, we really, Elliott? We kind of, we
got right to
we
it.
We danced around it today. We're like, you know what? Screw it.
How did we get into that? The D line.
Well, you know, it comes up naturally.
I know what it is. I just take the bait on it. Like you were talking about believing in certain things, and you're like, I'm a Jalen guy, and I kind of poked at it.
Yeah,
and
sure. There, well, I know. Mean, when he's winning Super Bowls left and right, and going to 2 and 3 years, and dominating every single time. I mean, it's just something that you put your whole.
Well, it hasn't
heart
been
into.
One left and right. He won one so far.
Yeah, yeah. But
if he wins this one, that would be more like left and right.
Yeah, yeah. He's dominating every year.
The real biggest concern with the Phillies guys, Joe Giglio and his nitwit knee-jerk reactions.
Knee-jerk. Max Kepler's been here for 2 months and sucked for 2 months.
You know what's crazy? Before I knew you, I would listen and think very similar to what some others say, that, hey, he's lost his marbles.
Yeah, crazy, that guy.
Now I'm starting to realize I think a lot like you. And it is a very uncomfortable feeling.
Dangerous.
You're probably not the only one out there who has those moments, and that's got to be either a tough moment or one of, I think, the light went on in your head.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, maybe there is a positive view here.
It's a good thing we had Petty Freddy in. He filled in for you admirably with the Petty quota.
Petty Freddy is good.
That was good. Yep. Did you notice the one time we got the Cliff Notes as opposed to long talking was when it was about the strip club, Magic City?
That's true. Maybe it's because he was on the phone and not like.
It's an historic day. We got the Cliff Notes from Hugh.
That's why I didn't want to ask him. I wanted to know what he was comfortable telling us about his evening last night, but he told us a lot.
Yep.
Probably too much.
Last thing.
Not enough, actually. Looking for more details after the club.
Well, we'll get it off the air, I'm sure. All right, this is the last thing, and savor this because we may never hear this again.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing I control the drops around here. But the catchphrase that I saw in the chat was, "You people never forget." Yeah. And they were cooking me for this one. Broads called it out. Alex, why don't you go ahead and
if you do suck. Suck fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just moving along?
Yeah. Well,
don't shoot 8 shots in the hole. If you do suck, suck fast.
Did you realize what you said?
No.
No. Okay.
That is insane.
It's like a common golf saying.
Huh? I've never used that on the 18 ever.
If you do suck, suck fast.
I got to pretend. Say that one more time, please.
The only thing is this isn't the golf course.
Suck fast.
It's not, dude. The tone.
I know.
The octane.
I said it like
right
it was
word?
A philosophical.
You did.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's not the golf course. You're on the air, right? So you people don't forget. We have drops now. So
well, I'll never play it again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to set it up on
maybe
Monday,
for so Hugh.
We have to
that's good. I'll fire back with Helium Hugh and your voice cracking.
Okay.
We
all got one. Now. Yep. All right. Let's grab one more call. And then we got to give away this prize before we say goodbye. Hand it off to the afternoon show. Brian in South Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Brian, what do you think, buddy?
So I got a Phillies point, a Jalen Hurts point, and I have a Try Friday for you guys that is right up the road, so you're actually going to thank me for it.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's hit him rapid fire. Let's start with Phils.
All right, so Phillies, get rid of Marsh. He's worthless. Trade him while he's still worth something to somebody. Get in, Rohan. Get him on base so we can actually start getting some small ball going again. Marsh is doing nothing. Trade him for some kind of bat. Get him in there. Jalen Hurts, the elite conversation. You guys are always touching on just passing ratings when you're talking about these other quarterbacks. Nobody's talking about the fact that Jalen Hurts is the variable that makes a tush-push, so dangerous.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, it's like nobody's talking about his leadership. Everybody's just looking at passing notes.
Right.
Well, that's not. I mean, his running and his ability to move the chains with his legs is a huge part of what he is. I mean, the Super Bowl, part of why he was so great was he had, 70 yards rushing. I mean, I do think that's a huge part that maybe we don't bring it up enough. All right, Brian, what do you got for us? Tri-Day Friday, what should we eat that's not good for us but we should have anyway?
Your Tri-Day Friday, 10 minutes north of you up the road in Westville, New Jersey, Big Swerve's Barbecue, his slow-smoked macaroni and cheese with brisket. Oh.
I like the local angle,
dude.
Too. Brian, I think we're going to give it to Brian.
I love mac and cheese.
A good mac and cheese?
It's mac and cheese with smoked brisket.
just by the reaction. That's it, Brian.
I can feel my arteries thickening up.
10 minutes north of you.
All right, Brian, you got it, man. Congratulations. Yeah. It's not often that a person that we need to hit the drop button on wins a prize, but you got to call it like you see it.
He bounced back.
Yeah, he did.
Good job.
Sure did.
You bounced back from what you said in the first
segment.
Well, let's not go overboard here. Okay. That's pretty rough. It's going to take years to bounce back from
that. And you people don't forget. All right.
Exactly.
That's enough for us. Afternoon show coming up next. Broads, thank you for filling in for you.
Of course. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Very fun show. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.